You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. I'd also like to invite Anna and Tina forward. So we meant to do this sometime this summer, and as the school year started and programming gets started, but it never quite worked out that we were all here on this. Actually, if you'll help me gather at the font, because I want to talk about how you too have faithfully lived out your baptismal promises as you have led Silly and as you are leading Silly. So Tina sent this to me a while back when I asked her how Silly even came about. And so I'm going to read this. She said, "Everyone has that first friend that becomes your forever friend. Ty's forever friend was Lauren Cecil. Their friendship began at Sharon Everhart's home daycare and developed into Ty giving Lauren a promise ring, probably from a gumball machine." "When Lauren tragically died the summer of 2013, I felt this push to start a youth group in her honor so that our kiddos at Holly Grove could all develop Christian friendships, much like Ty and Lauren had. I created the name Silly, which stands for spreading Lauren's love youth. Silly began that school year of 2013-2014, which was Ty's fourth grade year, and little Isabel was only 2 years old. I made the age range from walking through fifth grade. Fast forward through 9 school years, and Silly is still going strong. Praise God. Fourth grader Ty is now in college, and sweet little 2-year-old Isabel is now in middle school. It's time for a new Silly leader to continue spreading Lauren's love. I'm delighted that Anna Nelson has accepted the role. Ironically, I was her babysitter way back when, and now she is an awesome teacher, wife, stepmom, Christian, and friend. May Silly continue building lifelong Christian friendships for many years to come." So that's a little bit of how Silly got started, and I think your hope and desire for Silly has continued over these years, and it will continue for many years to come. And so, Tina, we want to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for your leadership of Silly for all of these years and for you allowing God to use you and your energy and time to help build friendships among our youth. And then we'd like to offer a prayer to sort of commission Anna, although she's already been leading for a few months, to commission you to share love here at Holly Grove as you lead Silly. And so we've talked about this before, right? That when we are baptized, God makes promises to us, and the church makes promises to us. And then when we grow up and we're confirmed, like Tina and Anna were here both at Holly Grove, they themselves make promises to God, and they make promises to the church. And so in their baptism and in their confirmation, God made promises to them, and they made promises that they would love God and love others, and that they would serve here at the church. And so the reason we are standing here at the font to pray is I want to remind you that you have faithfully lived out your baptismal promises, and that you have trusted that God is faithful in keeping the promises to you. And also, I want us to lay hands on Tina and Anna as we pray for them. We've talked about the importance of laying on of hands before, but it's a way that we ask the Holy Spirit to use us and our bodies to bless others. I love it that Lauren's little brother and sister are having fun up here. And as always, I love it when children are noisy and active, because that's what children are. That's who they are. And so I know sometimes parents can worry that they want their kids to sit still and be really well behaved. They're not misbehaving. They're being 2 and 3, and they're spreading joy and love. So will you guys help me in laying hands on Tina and Anna as we pray for them? Maybe gather around. God, we thank you for the gift of Silly, that Tina decided years ago that she wanted to honor the friendship that Lauren and Ty shared, and that she has offered her time and energy all of these years to help our young people foster friendships among themselves and to have fun experiences here at church, learning more about you and your love for them. We thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you for her willingness to offer her time and energy. We thank you for the ways that she has faithfully lived out her baptism. And as she now passes the torch for Silly onto Anna, we ask that you would bless Anna in all of her endeavors as she seeks to continue to spread love here at Holly Grove in Lauren's memory and spread love among the youth. May you bless her time and energy. May you bless her efforts. And may you bless all the children who participate, that they may come to know you deeper and that they may grow in wisdom and knowledge of your love. We thank you for the gift of learning and ask that you would help all of us to learn about you throughout our whole lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can we offer a round of applause to Tina for her service? And please hold Anna in your prayers as she continues to lead Silly. You may all may return to your seats.